Have you ever held on to something, whether it's a job, a project, or even a social media platform, long past its expiration date, just because you felt guilty letting it go? Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about why sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is to cut things off. Hi, and welcome back to I'm the Rookie, the podcast where we dive into the real and raw journeys of beauty, spa, and wellness professionals transitioning into education and training. I'm your host, Ayo, and today we're tackling a topic that's personal and powerful, and honestly, a little bit uncomfortable: knowing when to let go. We're now in the latter part of 2025, and I want to take you back behind the scenes of some big decisions I made at the end of 2024. This isn't just about decluttering your closet or cleaning your inbox. This is about making bold choices that free up your energy for what truly matters. At the end of last year, I did something that had been weighing on my mind for a while. I deleted certain social media apps from my personal profile. At first, I hesitated, and I mean, who doesn't feel that little twinge of guilt or fear of missing out? FOMO, right? But the truth was, these platforms were no longer serving me. So let me paint you a picture. It's late at night, and instead of winding down, I'm scrolling through endless posts that either irritate me or make me question my own productivity. Sound familiar? It's like willingly stepping into a room full of gossip energy, and I don't really like gossip, funny enough. I realized that despite being a naturally positive person, these spaces were subtly dragging me down. And no matter how much we tell ourselves that we can tune it out, the energy we surround ourselves with will always find ways to influence us. On the business side, I took a hard look at everything I was doing. You know how they say you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And that was me on every platform trying to juggle Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, this podcast, emails, and so much more. I remember sitting at my desk, exhausted, looking at my content calendar for 2024 and thinking, this isn't going to work. I'm spreading myself too thin. And the truth was, Instagram wasn't moving the needle for me. It was time to let go. And the reason why I said Instagram wasn't moving the needle for me, because the things that I need to do on Instagram for my business was totally different to what I did on other social media platforms, and it required more input, more energy, which I just didn't have. So I made that decision to focus my energy on this podcast, YouTube, and LinkedIn, where I could connect more meaningful with you, my audience. And let me tell you, the clarity and the peace that came with that decision has been priceless. But this idea of letting go isn't just about social media or business strategies. It's something I've witnessed time and time again in my work with students. Over the years, I've had the privilege of working with so many incredible students, beauty, spa, wellness professionals who've been in the industry for years, sometimes decades. They come to me with this wealth of knowledge and experience, ready to transition into education. And there's something I always do during their feedback assessments. It's almost like a little coaching moment. I ask them, what's next? It's such a simple question, but the responses I get often reveal something deeper. A lot of them talk about taking the next course or pursuing another certification. And when I ask why they feel they need another qualification to step into the education space, the answers are often the same. I'm not sure I'm ready. I really like my job and I don't want to let anyone down. We're short staffed, so I feel guilty leaving. It's this constant pull of loyalty, fear of risk, and a need to feel 100% prepared before taking action. And trust me, I get it. Change is uncomfortable. Letting go of something familiar, even if it's kind of draining you, feels risky. But here's the other thing. When you keep one foot in a job or situation you've outgrown, you're splitting your energy. You're giving part-time focus to your future while staying stuck in your present. And let me tell you, when you try to build something new with part-time energy, you rarely get the results you want. Sometimes you have to be bold and say, enough is enough. This doesn't mean quitting your job tomorrow or walking away without a plan. I'm not talking about reckless decisions. But it does mean acknowledging that you can't give 100% to the thing you've already outgrown and expect to grow to the next phase of your life. If you're in this position, if you've been at a job for years, feeling drained and knowing deep down it's time for something new, here is my advice. Start working on an exit strategy. Whether it's going to take you 6 months or a year, start planning for what's next. Break it down into actionable steps. Whilst you're still in that current job, start putting real energy into your side hustle, your business idea, or your next career. Invest in your future, whether it's time, money, or resources. Put effort into what you truly want. It's like planting a garden. You can't keep watering a plant that's already withered and expect it to bloom. Shift your energy to the seeds that are ready to grow. For me, shutting off certain social media platforms was easy compared to a career shift. But the principle is the same. Whether it's a toxic app or a job you've outgrown, sometimes you have to let go to make room for something new. Before we dive deeper, I want to give a big shout out to Developing Educators Academy, the sponsor of this episode. If you're ready to take your next step or the next leap, consider the Level 3 Award in Education and Training or the Level 4 Certificate in Education and Training. These internationally recognized qualifications are designed to help beauty, spa, and wellness professionals like you transition into impactful educator roles. Check out the details on their website by visiting developingeducatorsacademy.com. So this isn't just about cutting things off. It's about cutting through the noise, the excuses, and the fears that hold us back. So whether it's social media app, a job, a mindset, the first step is deciding that you deserve more. One thing that I've witnessed over this year is so much information online or people sharing their new prospects, their new ideas, their new goals, but they're still heavily involved or around people that are negative. People are sharing about how upset they are in their current jobs, but they fear leaving those jobs. I believe a lot of the time the fear is based on not knowing what they want to do next. Because trust me, when you know or you have an idea of the direction you want to go into next, your energy is no longer on the negativity. Yes, it will still be around you. Yes, you'll be going to the workplace and you're like, oh my God, I hate this job. But the energy and the happiness that comes from working on your side hustle, working on your next role, improving your skills. Maybe you're doing a course to develop the skills and experience that you need. Maybe you're there. That is where your energy will focus. So yes, like I said before, I know it's not going to be easy. And I'm not telling anyone to just stop things and cut things off. You've just got to be strategic. You need a plan. You need to know what you want to do next. And I think that's what the big issue is. Sometimes we complain about where we're working, the people are around us, but we haven't got a plan of what's next. And I know at the start of the new year, we all have these goals. And I'm not 100% sure if they're realistic, if it's just something that we like to read off. But I would love to know, now that we're at the time of this year that we're in, did you ever start working towards those goals? Or was it just a passing comment? Was it something to share on social media for engagement? Was those goals going to take the rest of 2025 for you to achieve? Was it a 6-month goal? Where are you at with that goal? The reason why I'm answering is because when you put the energy into your next goal, into the thing that's going to move you away from the situation that you're in, your energy and focus is absolutely different. Your outlook is definitely different. You then want to surround yourself with people that are going to support you on that journey. You may want to be more so around people that are in that environment, in the same field, the same outlook on life. This is the only way you can progress. I think when you're stuck in situations with negativity around you and you don't cut it off and you stay in the same thing, you are not going to progress. It's honestly true, because that is where your mindset is at. But when you're in this new space with this new energy and these other people that are telling you that you can do it, or providing you with tips on how you can achieve your next goal, or you're having these new contacts that invite you to these new places, this new energy, and you're like, my God, is this how the other people are living? This is how I've always seen myself. This is what I've always wanted. You then have these amazing opportunities, this amazing energy around you, and then people that are going to help you and guide you. I wanted to do this episode because it's so important, and I've seen it, whether it's my friends, my family, and my students or other work colleagues, that they remain stuck because they remain with people that are not uplifting them. They remain with people that are projecting them, telling them they can't do it. And as you stay in these areas, you will also still be there in 2026. I hope this episode has helped. I hope it's helping you to think, like, what do you really want to achieve for the rest of the year? So if this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with someone who needs to also hear it, who needs that little nudge to let go. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me on LinkedIn, YouTube, so we can continue the conversation. Feel free always to contact me on LinkedIn. And if it's help that you need with taking action in a particular direction with your career, message me. Remember, you're no rookie. You're here because you're ready to grow, evolve, and step into the future you deserve. Sometimes the most powerful move you can make is to let something go. Until next time, keep taking action, and I'll see you in the next episode.